on a dark and dreary morning in November, when the seed of love was due to have its way. In a quiet room, the family was waiting. Those 9 months were difficult, they'd say. The 11th day would see his bold appearance, as towards the light he moved without delay. And then after several days' recuperation, baby Davis coming home today. And he grew into a lad who had great promise, for in principles he came to be a man. He was never one to be a doubting Thomas. He'd serve the nation to defend its stand. So he signed on to the Corps in late December, and he trained like hell to earn a soldier's pay, knowing someone had to go and make a difference. Private Davis shipping out today. He was never one to gloss his imperfections. He would give his all because he gave a damn. He had earned his share of laurels and rejections, for in this life you do the best you can. It was with his all he did our nation's bidding, in a fragile foreign land so far away. It was on a roadside 40 miles from Kabul, Corporal Davis leaving us today. He was never one to question his selection, for he gave his life because he gave a damn. In his heart he knew that others had objections, but in these times we all give what we can. On the moment his last breath had left his body, he just moved towards the light without delay. As his brothers, with their bold determination, carried on to fight another day. In a tiny town that overlooked the ocean, every woman, man, and child aligned the way. They would pay their humble homage to a hero, Corporal Davis coming home today. Corporal Davis coming home today. Corporal Davis coming home today.